gentlemen, it is star time. Are you ready for star time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hardest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound.
Oh!
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Well, it's the Hound, and we're back for another week. That was the Tune Rockers, No Stoppin' the Boppin'.
Actually, it's only 3 hours, but it seems like a week.
Hi-Fi's Mr. K rocks the blues. The Strangers, Caterpillar Crawl. The Royal Tones, Flamingo Express. We opened up with the Jades, Lost Train. About a bunch of teenagers and named themselves the Jades. Mm-hmm. Seen a little too much. Anyway, we do have a fun-filled show for you today. All kinds of musical surprises.
Mm-hmm.
We got a well, our blues hangover will be a salute to little Walter's birthday, which it would have been yesterday had he lived.
Thank you.
He only would have been 55, younger than Lux Interior. We have a soul caboose with our special kick out the jams. Intro.
Mm-hmm.
We got a VOM set,
and
we got an all-black hillbilly hangover. I think next week we'll do the all-white blues hangover. And we got flipped out flip sides, which is my B-sides of big hit records. You might even have them in your house and not know it.
And we
got a new microphone holder that doesn't seem to work as good as the old one. It'll brooch in,
yes.
in his last appearance before Hangover Hop 6 next month.
Yep, on tour, on patrol, folks.
Be patrolling America for the next month with the A-Bones, and we got a.
We're gonna do like the James Brown after Martin Luther King got shot thing. This is the Peace and Brotherhood tour, I believe.
Yeah, they're gonna be playing it on the TV 24 hours a day.
Uh huh.
That's good.
And now we're not each other.
We got we got knuckleheads in the news and announcements and, well, like Gary Gilmore said, let's do it.
Mr. Everett, we'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
Senor Monkey, do the dog.
Incidentally, we hope it didn't offend anybody.
Dropping down at Smoky Joe's, saw some friends of mine. They were really living it up and having one heck of a time. I sat down there with them for a drink of three. Now I'm gonna tell you just what happened to me. I got loaded at Smoky Joe's. Still ain't been home. If you see my baby, tell her this for me. Didn't mean to stay so long. The juice down here was free. I got loaded at Smoky Joe's joint. I got loaded at Smoky Joe's. Please help to meet it. I'm sure one. I'm tore up, but I'm having my fun. Smoky Joe.
Here's one to cut your stereo blast and blow that mother out in the next room.
Well, I went honky-tonky just the other night. What I seen was the craziest sight. A girl who was dancing in my beside. She did a crazy thing on a baby. Baby, my God, baby. Well, baby, she rocked it, keep rocking all along. Well, I stood and watched, I was so surprised. Should have seen a gleam in his eyes as I rocked it. Baby, she rocked, rocked, baby. Well, baby, she rocked it, keep rocking all along. Seen a dance like that before, but everybody hollering, Betty, rock some more, rock, Betty, rock, oh, rock, Betty, well, a Betty, rock, and keep rocking all night long. Well, oh, man, she's a dancing, what a scene, rock, Betty, you're the rock and roll queen, the rock, Betty, rock, oh, rock, Betty.
Yes, I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
World in your hand. Get away, get away, get away, get away. Oh,
gonna let you slide this time, yeah? You're greasy enough.
Meanwhile, back in
the city. It is the Hound, and this is WFMU East Orange. It's Warren Smith, Miss Froggy. We'd like to send that one out to Marcus Van Story, the slaps bass on that, who passed away, I believe, Monday. And he would have been 72 tomorrow, our old pal Marcus.
Had he lived.
Yeah. Well, he was the member of the Sun Rhythm Section who looked the most like Thomas Jefferson.
It's true. It would have looked most at home at Monticello.
And I do believe he should be carved into Mount Rushmore. On the basis of that record alone.
Yeah, no kidding. Nice solo.
Counting backwards, we heard Eddie Kirkland, Train Done Gone, by request. I like these songs that get requested a lot when I can come up with a different version. You know, that's just as good as the one. Recorded the song twice in the same year. J. Michael and the Hepcats, Betty Jean Rock, Thurston Harris, Smokey Joe's, Link Ray and the Raymen, 5 and 10. We opened up with Sonny Guitar with Betty Lou. It was that Betty Lou with Sonny Guitar. So long ago, I can't remember.
Let's agree to disagree.
Things to renounce. Well, the A-Bones and Johnny Legend will be at Brownies tonight, 169 Avenue A.
Two sets, no waiting.
$3 to get in, so we don't even have to give away tickets. It's practically free as it is.
And they got a gate to drop just in case things get sticky on Avenue A.
Yeah. And the Senders are over at the Continental Divide.
That should be fun.
Mojo Nixon in the Vacant Lot Tuesday at CBGB. Mojo wants you to know he's playing with his band, the Toe Lickers, and they're going on at 9:30 for those A&R men with an early curfew.
That's Mojo's personal message to you, listeners.
Right. Actually, it's his manager Scott's personal message to you.
The man with the world's smallest bank account.
Yeah. And I believe that's it for announcements that I know of.
Isn't
at the
that
moment.
Enough?
Except for
two sets of Brownies.
Mark your calendar, 666, June the 6th. Hangover Hop number 6.
Six. Yes. Yeah. The sixth day of the 6th month of 1992, year of our Lord.
Just when you thought it was safe to get out of the water.
Yeah, how about it?
Well, shall we do some news, Ilbruch? Shall we? What's there to say about the, everybody knows what the big news is. That's right, folks.
What, that the A-Bones are playing at Brownies tonight?
Well, no, I mean that Jerry Lee Lewis was busted by the tax people again this week.
What again?
Down in Savannah, Georgia, a tax man showed up at a rock show and seized Jerry Lee's $10,000 paycheck. Most everybody knows that Mr. Lewis has a tax problem, said Marty Ward, an organizer for the show, but his problem with the IRS is not a Shriner's problem. See, he was playing at a Shriners convention.
I see.
Lewis wasn't pleased about it.
I was going to say, that makes no sense. But now I need to
but
say
he,
that.
He was a gentleman. He did. He was acquitted of tax evasion charges in 1984, but his tax troubles didn't end. In 1988, he filed for personal bankruptcy. He listed the $2 million he owed to the IRS.
He didn't go after the T-Men with an axe handle?
No.
Good.
Well,
yes?
Do we have anything to say about the riot situation other than leave our friends' stores alone?
Yeah, really. You know, what I really dig is that, like, on the New York front, that the logical brunt of all of the anger and resentment involved in all of this is the small businessman in Lower Manhattan. That makes a whole lot of sense to me.
Yeah, looking at St. Mark's Place this morning, I noticed they missed the bank, they missed the Gap, they demolished the front window of St. Mark's Books, and I know those guys. They're all neighborhood guys. It's a struggling business. It's been struggling for 20 years that it's been there.
They trashed the Mogador, home of the hottest waitresses in North America, and not by coincidence, most of my breakfasts every week.
And just about chased Chris and Witt from the Mojo Guitar Shop up to the roof for the crime of being
religion.
Yeah, but I'm always amazed at how genuinely shocked the politicians act, and probably seem like I think they were genuinely shocked. But I mean, this is so predictable. It's not just this decision. It's 20 years, but especially hundreds of years, but the last 12 years from the Reagan era on of this sort of stuff just getting more and more blatant. Each new personal liberty that's taken away from people, each new, like, obvious racism thing, obviously, you know, no money goes towards AIDS, and $4,500 of every person's tax money goes to the savings and loan bailout. I mean, things like that, I mean, they don't figure these decisions in. But if you want to destroy things, try the stock exchange, try the banks, try the insurance companies. There's an interesting little profile of all the jurors in the Daily News today. And I thought it was really interesting. We have Christopher C. Morgan. His brother's a retired Los Angeles Police Department sergeant.
Well, they changed venue to Ventura County, right?
Yeah.
I mean, that's where old cops go to die
Thomas,
in Los Angeles.
Yeah, Thomas Gordon is a park ranger, a member of the NRA.
What's wrong with that?
We have Gerard R. Miller. He was an Air Force MP for many years. We have Dorothy Bailey, who provides technical manuals for U.S. Navy ships. Of another member of the NRA. Well, I'm just saying, I mean, there's a certain political bent to the jurors here, as we found out.
There's a substantial amount that the prosecutor could have done in terms of, like, you know, some damage control as far as all these circumstances went. And it's just another fine indication that the people that do wind up in public service, as far as, like, district attorney's offices and things go, see it as, like, a stepping stone to later political office or, like, real nice private sector jobs. They just don't give a damn, and they don't have a whole lot of expertise.
With all the publicity...
That Will Smith thing, too.
With all the publicity on this thing, I really think that they thought that they had an open-shut case because they had the whole thing on
TV
video.
Show, yeah.
But, you know, and they also figured if they did it in Ventura County, there would be no grounds for a retrial.
Yeah.
But, as we know, I mean, people are morons, and...
You know what this brings to mind to me? It's the idea that, like, now, finally, at last, we can get rid of the instant replay rule in the NFL, because obviously if 12 people can't look at that tape and see that was, like, you know, assault, there's no reason why two guys in stripes with whistles can look at a play a second time and, you know,
exactly
turn it back around. So, but there you go, folks.
You know, burning out small business people in your neighborhood, picking on Koreans or whatever, that gets nobody anywhere either.
Yeah.
So that's our comment, right, for the
Ta-da.
Whole thing. Okay.
On the record.
Yeah. We'll get back
off
to
Saturn with that.
Get back to the good news later. You want to do Soul Caboose?
Yeah, let's.
Do you know,
Soul Brothers out there.
You don't happen to know.
Your hands.
You want to do the intro to kick out the jams, the whole spoken intro?
Well, right now, it's time to kick out the jams, motor scooters.
I was actually thinking of the thing before that, before Ramblin' Rose, but that's good enough. That's pretty good. Let me see a feet out there.
Little boy and little girl, this is the Phil Phillips, king of the world. You see, you are the future leaders of this great country. But you must never, never fool around with the evil dope. Stay away from marijuana and stay away from the evil needle. The name of this story, little boy and little girl today, is the evil dope. Josh was his name. He had been working all of his life. He had earned $2,000. $2,000 he had in the saving account. And boy, his dear mother and dear friend was giving him a birthday party. And boy, after the birthday party, he taking his girlfriend home. And on his way back, he stopped by Ragnose Sam place. And there he met old Gapmouth Joe. And Gapmouth Joe said, Josh, say, we've been waiting for you, man. Got a great big old juicy birthday party for you. So he said, come on. They went next door. And when they opened the door, smoke, smoke. Everywhere was smoke. Everybody was smoking marijuana. Marijuana cigarette. And he said, come on, Josh, have a cigarette. No, Josh said, no, I don't think I want a cigarette. I understand those things are bad. Oh, come on, man, you can kick the habit. So Josh began to puff, puff down on that cigarette. And finally he said, woo, I feel good. Back home that night. But the next day, he's right back down to Gapmouth Joe's house. But Gapmouth Joe said, I have something better for you this time. And he put that needle in his arm, shot that medicine in him, and he said, woo, I feel good. Went on back home, and his mother met him at the door and said, Josh, said, I understand you fool around with old Gapmouth Joe. So, mother, you don't know what you're talking about. But that night, late at night, he was in the bed alone. He was real cold and sick. And he said, ooh, I'm so cold, I feel so bad. So sick, so bad. His mother heard him and ran upstairs. When she said to him, she said, Josh, you haven't been fooling around with that dope, have you, boy? He saw his mother let me alone. He took off. Went on back down to old Gapmouth Joe.
Thank you.
back and forth, and finally he was broke, didn't have any more money. So he said to himself, I got to get me some money. I got to have me some money. I'm broke. Got to get that dope. He saw an old lady walking along one lonely dark night. Picked up a stick. Sneaked up behind her. Hit across the head. Ba-doom! Bip-bop! Bip-bop! With the kicking and stomping her. And found the old lady was dead. Stone dead. So he ran on back to Gap Mop Joe's house. Fell on the couch again with that medicine in his arm. Woo! I feel good.
One, two, steady! But a few days later, he was in the cell, in the jail cell. And there he was all alone. And he began to think to himself. And he said, I should have listened to my mama. I should have listened to my mama. All of my money's gone. All of my $2,000, what I worked so hard for, all of it is gone. I want my mama. Somebody, please help me. Mama. Mama, please help me. I feel so cold. I'm so sick. I don't know what I'm gonna do. Look like I'm gonna die. And finally he fell to the floor. He was dead. Stone dead. So you see, the evil dope made him turn his back on his dear mother. His dear girlfriend made a lie out of him. Made a thief out of him. Stopped him from going to college. Lost his $2,000. Made a murder out of him. And finally killed him. Stone dead. Stay away from marijuana. And stay away from the evil needle. Stay away from the evil dope.
Carry my load cause I had a dream about a rainbow, a rainbow glow. And one day my chance came along, a man heard me singing and playing my song. He bought me fine clothes and paid the money I owed, send me on my way.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Well, there you go, folks.
How about it?
Today's Soul Caboose, that was Percy Sledge, Rainbow Road.
A little food for the heart.
Yeah, because of anybody who's ever suffered from the hands of others' stupidity, and that means all of us.
Yeah.
A special dedication to Anton DeSantis, who got me that nice big pile of Atlantic promo CDs. Eddie Hinton, brand new man. He was white. Probably still is. Arthur Alexander, the girl that radiates that charm. Actually, Eddie Hinton was a great studio, Muscle Shoals studio guitar player.
Mm-hmm.
And
Arthur Alexander was a hell of a songwriter.
And before that, we heard Nathaniel Meyer and the fabulous Twilights with Hurt and Love.
Any relation to Michael Meyer?
No.
Okay.
And we opened up with Ted Taylor, Ramblin' Rose.
Mm-hmm.
That's where Wayne Kramer got it from.
Oh. Not where he got everything from, though.
Well, let's see. One more time for their announcements for now. Mojo Nixon and the Toe Lickers at CBGB Tuesday. They're playing early, 9:30.
Who are the Toe Lickers?
I don't know.
And what does their breath smell like?
I don't know. The Senders at the Continental Divide tonight. I've got a tip listener in a band called Vertigo Drive, Spacek Chase, tonight at 11:30.
Mm-hmm.
A-Bones and Johnny Legend.
Tonight.
Tonight at Brownies.
Brownies, Riot HQ.
Two sets. I hope Johnny Legend's house didn't get burnt up.
I hope
not,
too.
I know he's from L.A.
It's spring break on Avenue A, folks. Come on down and get outside yourselves.
And break a spring.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy. What's the news like? Oh, listener mail. Should we do listener mail?
Oh. Well, very favorite segment of mine.
Hounded. I'm very suspicious of the presence of Miss Sally. Why is she always on your show? How come you know she drove a tractor at age 11? What's the relationship, H? Is she your babe? Key your listeners off without keys. P.S. What kind of name is Hound? German. Signed, KG. Local author, publisher.
Hmm.
Well, how do we answer this one? The presence of Miss Sally. Well, we always like having the girl voice, and isn't that the greatest girl voice you've ever heard in your life, is Miss Sally's voice? What is your relationship? That's our business. How come I know she drove a tractor at age 11? I saw the tread marks.
Actually took plaster casts of them too, didn't you?
Yeah. Is she your babe? That word babe, that's starting to bug me these days. I don't know.
It's sassy approved.
Is it sassy?
Okay, then it's okay. But you have to use it on both genders.
We consider her the world's babe.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of name is Hound? It's actually a nickname that was given to me. I didn't pick it myself. I would have picked something better, like Sting or Edge.
Yeah.
German? No, I'm not German. Thanks for the letter, babe. Oh, any other news?
Well, there's a whole stack of it here.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm kind of like moved out from watching the TV at home, you know?
Yeah, we'll both grab.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Well, from the Den Desk.
Ah.
Pascagoula, Mississippi. A 30-year-old man who refused to get off a railroad track until he finished rolling a cigarette was killed by a train, police said.
Gotta roll him fast.
The train's conductor and brakeman said that he saw Ricky Brint trying to pull Jeffrey Scott Jackson away from the tracks Thursday evening. They were not able to stop the train before it hit Jackson, police said. Police said Brint, 34, told investigators he and Jackson of Pascagoula were sitting on the tracks when they heard the train coming. Brint told Jackson they should get up, but Jackson said he wanted to finish rolling his cigarette.
I think we should get up. A train's coming. I don't know. I think the train's kind of far out.
Continued statistical proof, folks, that smoking's really bad for you.
Yeah. Oh, I'm getting through my first month without a cigarette.
It's cool, man. I really dig Wednesday. The fact that you're wearing the patch on your forehead.
Yeah, you like that?
Uh-huh. It lets people know.
Oh.
Stand back.
This is WFMU East Orange,
no question
by the
about
way.
That.
Don't you know? I want to grab the PSA book and get this out of the way.
Mm-hmm. You had a PSA request, I believe.
No, that was something else. That wasn't for PSA. It was for non-entertainment programming, which we did some of. Mm-hmm. According to the person listening, didn't think it was very entertaining, but they liked it anyway. Here's our PSA. Every 26 minutes, someone in the United States is murdered. Every 6 minutes, a person is forcibly raped. And every single minute, a human being is robbed in this country. Behind every shocking crime statistic is a victim whose life will never be the same. If you or someone you know needs help, please call the Essex County Office of Victim Witness Advocacy at 201-621-4707. We can help with transportation, claim assistance, referrals, criminal case status. Now write this number down if you need it. 201 area code.
You got any fingers left?
621-4707. This message is provided as a public service by the Essex County Office of Victim Witness Advocacy. There you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right, our next segment.
WFMU,
you know,
with you in mind.
I've actually been criticized in the past and the present for playing records that are obscure. You know, nobody ever heard of these records. It's like, well, I have. Well, by idiots.
Young Republicans?
Yeah, by idiots, really, by idiots.
Okay.
I mean, the music is only obscure because the music business is run by evil creeps. And
well,
they obscure good music. But what I have here is a whole set of records you might even have in your house, or you could probably find them at a garage sale for a dime. These are all records that were big hits, and what we're going to play.
Dust off those old biscuits with us, folks.
But these aren't hits that you're going to hear a lot. You hear these are the flip sides. You might not have flipped any of these records over, and so they're probably in better shape than the ones you were at.
Or you might have flipped them over, and then they fell off the turntable and broke.
Well, I flipped them over when a lot of these records I've had since I was a little kid, so they're
you wore out one
a little
side.
Scratchy. Yeah, some of them. But here we go. We're going to kick off. This is one of my absolute favorites. This is the flip side of Angel Baby by Rosie and the Originals. And, boy, I don't know what Rosie does in this record, but I think she's playing the guitar solo. Listen in, will you?
Goodness.
Got to hold me, baby, oh so tight. Got to
treat me right. That's the way you do, darling, when you're giving me love. Oh, yeah.
And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Blazing desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Look at the stars, darling, they're shining very bright. Look in my eyes, darling, they're full of love tonight. Look at the stars, darling, tell me you love me so. Oh, 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 oh. Look at the moon, darling, don't try to tell a lie. Just hold me tight, darling, tell me you love me so. Oh, 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 oh. Well, darling, look at the sky.
Oh, yes, baby.
Don't be so shy.
Don't mean maybe.
Give it a try.
Red now, baby.
Gee, you're a bashful guy. Ooh, look at the stars, darling, tell me what do they say. Look in my eyes, darling, don't try to get away. Look at the stars, darling, tell me you love me. Oh, 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 oh.
baby.
Gee!
You're a rascal guy.
Ooh, look out, the dog's calling. Tell me what to say. Look in my eyes, darling. Don't try to get away. Look at the stars, darling. Tell me you love me.
This is a hit! This is a hit!
Now that you are mine. And meanwhile, back in the States.
There it is, folks, the ass end of rock and roll. Flipped out flip sides. That was the Penguins' Hey Senorita, the flip of Earth Angel. You probably have most of these records at home, right? Tommy James and the Shondells, Thunderbolt, the flip side of Hanky Panky, which was actually recorded in 1959, although it was a hit much later. If you're really psychotic, you have it on the Snap label. The Bobettes, Look at the Stars, that's the flip side of Mr. Lee, and that goes out to Warren Lee. The Champs, Train to Nowhere, the flip side of Tequila. Much better than Tequila, I think. And Rosie and the Originals, Give Me Love. I think Rosie's playing the sax and the guitar on that at the same time.
Gee, I wonder what size string she uses.
I don't know. Well, there you go.
How about it?
You know, in all this riot news, we forgot, there is an even bigger story on the horizon. You know, the things I really like about this show, in order, are the records, Miss Sally's voice, and my third thing is Il Bruch's laugh. And he's been sitting here cackling like a hen. I mean, what is it, 4 or 5 years in the making? The new issue of Kicks magazine.
I hold it here in my hand.
They got 2 copies Air Express back from the printers early, so I was like, that was the best thing that's ever happened in the 6 years I've been doing the show, was getting Kicks before everybody else. But it's out now. I thought they have it at the show tonight.
It turned out pretty good, too.
Boy. I mean, well, since you're holding it, Bruce, you want to run down what is in the new issue of Kicks magazine?
Oh, Lord.
Should I do it? Not
one, but 2 visits from Nick Toshes. Well, see, you're the one that's been spending valuable bathroom time with this thing, so maybe you should walk us through it.
It's just truly a work of genius. The Ron Haddock and the Bopper story. The Ron Haddock story is amazingly great.
And Miriam Linna was born to tell it.
The Trashman, New Jersey's own Del Ayers, as seen in the movie Party of Horror Beach.
Thank you.
The Rocketeen story, the Andy Starr story, the man, one of our biggest request rockabilly singers, Give Me a Woman and Round and Round. What a great, amazing story, including a letter from Andy Starr. Rudy Tootie Grazel, just tons and tons. This is it. This is like the last vestige of a rock and roll that you're ever going to see. I mean, this is so much better than Spin or Rolling Stone. Those things are such a joke, and this is just really... Bill Bruch is just, every time he turns the page, he's cracking himself up.
Mm. No, I'm not cracking myself up. That's what I do in my own time. Permitting myself to be cracked up by Kicks number 7, a bargain at how much? $5?
$5, yeah. Amazing photos of Escarita, circa 1957. Very Crossfire splendid. Story. The Iguanas with amazing pictures of Iggy in 1965.
Yeah, the Iguanas thing is hysterical.
Andy Starr. Oh, boy. All kinds of great stuff in here. And
you can hear the pages turn good.
They'll have it at the gig tonight, right? At the A-Bones gig?
I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I believe they will have it at the A-Bones show tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And,
Well, you'll bring yours and pass it around.
Well,
Billy
or Miriam usually come on to plug the thing. They're just a little busy with the tour. I believe when they get back from the tour, we will have Billy or Miriam, one of the two, or maybe both here to plug.
Or maybe Lars.
Do the soundtrack to Kicks.
Uh-huh.
Great pictures of Mike Fern and the Del Royals of A-Bomb, Bop, Break, Jake fame. This is it. This is the biggest news of the week as far as I'm concerned, mm-hmm. in the world I live in.
The biggest news without the smell of smoke.
Yeah. The only good news of the 90s.
So far.
So go and pick up it's got a big color picture of the Trashman on the cover.
Kicks, you can't miss it.
Kicks number 7.
A bargain at $5.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Danbury, Connecticut. 16-year-old has been charged with killing a bar disc jockey with a shotgun blast in a dispute over a song dedication. Michael Johnson, 23, was dedicating songs to women at Marvin's Cafe early Thursday when he was shot through the neck in front of dozens of patrons.
I hate when that happens.
Tavon Watts turned himself in at police headquarters about 5 hours later and was charged with murder. Yeah, this is your outer space disc jockey with a message for... Witnesses says Watts cursed Johnson apparently because he objected to one of Johnson's dedications. Watts pulled out a sawed-off shotgun and fired once, not missing. It was another one of these those crazy, stupid things, said Detective Sergeant Nelson Carvalho. We don't have any real motive aside from what was said between them at the scene.
Oh boy, I better watch those dedications.
You got to watch those crazy, stupid things, you know.
Uh-oh. That's all we have here is crazy, stupid things.
Great song. It's
former 45 RPM records.
Mm.
Well,
and now what?
We got about 15 minutes of vibe time and then vom time, and then we still got a blues hangover, which is our tribute to Little Walter.
Mm. Little F and Walter.
Yeah, well, Brian painstakingly beeped all the F words out of our having fun with Little Walter in the studio segments.
No wonder he seemed so hoarse this morning.
Yeah. I know he's going to say beep all the time. And, oh, yeah, we forgot to plug Eddie Floyd and William Bell will be at Tramps Wednesday and Thursday. And those of you who won tickets last week, don't forget to go. All right, here's one. I'm sure you like. I found this one right in the East Village last Sunday while killing time.
One, two,
Ron Hargrave.
My shoe rocked like crazy and I followed through. Latch on. Latch on. Bam-boom, latch on. Line three and four and close the door. Come a little closer and I kiss me more. Latch on. Latch on. Honey, honey, buffaloo-ba-bobbery, bam-boom, latch on. And six and a pick up sticks. When I'm in your office, where I get my kicks.
Latch on. Latch on.
Honey, honey, buffaloo, bababa, ring, bam, boom. Latch on. 7, 8, open the gate. Let's take off like a rocket. Eight.
Latch on. Latch on.
Honey, honey, buffaloo, bababa, ring, bam, boom. Latch on. And a big fat hand. Let's rock a back and I do it again.
Latch on. Latch on.
Come on, honey, bubba, looba, bubba, ring, bam, boom. Latch on. 10, 9, say you're mine. 8, 7, I'm in heaven. 6, 5, dig that jive. 4, 3, do it with me. 2, 1, head this fun. Latch on.
Latch on. Latch on.
Come on, honey, bop-a-loop-a-bop-a-ring, bam-boom, latch on.
Latch on!
I'd like to dedicate my first song that I sing to your head. I call it One Meatball.
Know what I mean, jelly bean.
Are you by any chance members of this movement toward better music for better living?
But all we did was rock. Oh, what a party. It really blew the top, but it
put that small mind to some constructive use.
National Raceway presents one of the most incredible nitro-burning, ground-pounding shows in the history of drag racing. It's un-f***ing believable. 96 of the nation's fastest funny cars attack the track in mind-bending fury with the top names in the sport. You'll see Don the Snake Prudhomme, Tom the Mongoose McEwen, Ed the Ace McCulloch, and many, many more. If you only go to one race in your whole life, you cannot miss this f***ing event. Ground-pounding funny cars that explode into flames and fly into the stands at 250 miles per hour. Plus women. More women than you've ever seen in one place. Women wearing nearly nothing. Women so drunk they can't even f***ing speak. Nitro-burning funny cars. Plus breasts. Breasts everywhere. Breasts you can touch. Breasts on fire. Plus free f***ing beer. That's right. Free f***ing beer. Free beer. Free women and funny cars on fire. It's the most incredible f***ing race in the history of the f***ing universe. It'll be f***ing incredible. Can you believe all this f***ing shit will be going on at one f***ing place? Free f***ing beer and women, f***ing women everywhere.
Battle of the tools, yeah. Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Fancied sausages.
Yeah.
Quite a piece of work that was, huh?
Roscoe Holland and the Fowl Mule Train. Dennis Penna, The Battle of the Duels. The Jettones did Henry. Frankie Lee Sims, She Likes the Boogie Real Low. The Nightcaps and Jelly Bean. We opened up with Ron Hargrave, Latch On. He co-wrote High School Confidential.
The song or the
song?
Film?
No, not the film. And he also wrote Drive-In Movie for Mickey Gilley.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy. Well, we're awaiting vibe time, as you might know.
Tick, tick.
We have to fill in these pregnant pauses.
Oh. I'd like to congratulate Larry Squid Liquid Fisher. Not only did he shave himself, but...
I think he had... Didn't he have a prostitute shave?
He had a prostitute shave him, but his piece in Kicks about insurance claims that he's run into made me actually spit up spaghetti sauce all over myself.
Congratulations, Larry.
Congratulations, Larry.
Something that hard liquor has not been able to do.
Yeah, and keep raving about this Kicks. Mike Wagner and the Bops are in here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, this copy of Spin I have here, Mike Wagner and the Bops right on the front cover.
No.
Right alongside James and the Church.
That's me.
Mm-hmm.
The Divots. Maybe we'll hear from the Divots later. I brought their great record with me today.
Mm-hmm. Somebody's coming.
Come on, Roscoe.
Oh, Roscoe.
You know what happened is, listen, the vibe loop is so noisy. We need a new vibe loop, but they don't make loop tapes too well, too much anymore. I don't want to find them.
Suppose you can make one.
We can make a loop tape?
Yeah.
How?
It's winding all the way around the wheels. You have to open it up. You go to Radio Shack and get one of those cassette repair things.
How do you open it up?
that. With a screwdriver.
Well. Oh, boy. What else is happening here? Give me the news file. I'll do a news story.
Is this it? Yeah.
Taut little stack. Key West, Florida, where all intelligent things come from.
Mm-hmm.
78-year-old man thought his roommate was ignoring him, and he didn't realize the other man had been dead on the kitchen floor for 2 months.
He did seem kind of quiet.
Thomas Warren, probably a relative of Tim's, turned himself in for psychiatric treatment at Deepu Hospital after the police discovered the body of a 43-year-old William Everett Delaney on Tuesday. I guess he might have some kind of mental block where he didn't want to believe the guy was dead, the police told some reporter.
Mm-hmm.
Warren told police he recalled Delaney falling in the kitchen about 2 or 3 months ago. He said he often asked Delaney if he wanted food or drink or if he needed to go to the hospital. He said the guy was very stubborn and wouldn't answer him.
Mm-hmm.
No foul play is suspected.
Lies kept coming out of his mouth.
And no charges against Warren are expected. Yanoki, this is the cop's name, is Yanoki, said. Police said alcohol abuse is the suspected cause of death.
Uh-huh. You can't get arrested for stupidity, I guess. Yet.
Well, should. Anyway, let's go through the announcements one time. If we don't get a vibe report, we'll vom. Let's see. Mojo Nixon, the Total Liquors, Tuesday at CBGB, OFMUG, 9:30, early to play. And also the Vacant Lot plays a little later.
Mm-hmm.
And Iron Prostrate, I just found out, also on the
Chuck
bill.
Young's band?
I believe that is Chuck Young's band, the man with the Iron Prostrate. The Senders at the Continental Divide tonight. This band Vertigo Drive at the Chase, 11:30 tonight. The A-Bones at Brownies, 169 Avenue A. Two shows, along with the legendary Johnny Legend.
Delicious beverages, huge dance floor, clean restrooms, it says in the posters.
Yeah, right.
And a free riot outside.
And Wednesday at Tramps, and Thursday also at Tramps, Eddie Floyd and William Bell together.
Eddie Big Bird Floyd.
Yeah, and William Little Bird Bell.
Thank you. William Oscar the Grouch Bell.
Well, we're past the five-minute waiting point for Roscoe, aren't
we? Sorry,
Roscoe.
Well, bud.
So, seeing as the Trashman on the cover of Kix, I had a Trashman request. I wish I could play the picture sleeve for this one, but we'll have to settle for the record. Roll down.
Frankie, you've been messing around with Dell's girl. Around with my girl. Whoa, Dad.
Frankie, you're a whore, Dad.
Last night you took my girl out on a spree, boy. That makes you as horny as you can be, boy. Charging your bill to me, boy. Whoa, Dad.
Frankie, you're a whore, Dad.
You've gone just about too far to make amends. You should write a book
on how to lose friends and aggravate the people.
Frankie, you're a big, strong, muscular, tall boy. Someone's gonna cut you down to a small boy. If you don't watch where you go, having a ball, boy. Whoa, Dad. Just about too far to make amends. You should write a book
on how to lose friends and aggravate the people.
Frankie, you're a big, strong, muscular, tall boy. Someone's gonna cut you down to a small boy.
wish I hadn't said that.
Right lights everywhere.
some noise. I want to hear some revolution out there, brothers. I want to hear a little revolution. Brothers and sisters, the time has come for each and every one of you to decide whether you are going to be the problem or whether you are going to be the solution.
That's right.
You must choose, brothers. You must choose. It takes 5 seconds. 5 seconds of decision. 5 seconds to realize your purpose here on the planet. It takes 5 seconds to realize that it's time to move. It's time to get down with it. Brothers, it's time to testify, and I want to know, are you ready to testify? Are you ready? I give you a testimonial. The FC Fight!
Back in the States.
I love to end the VOM set like that.
You love it and it shows.
MC5, Ramblin' Rose. And if you were here for Soul Caboose, you heard exactly how close that was to the original version by Ted Taylor.
Mm-hmm.
The Standells, Riot on Sunset Strip. Could never happen here.
Mm-hmm.
The A-Bones, Mum's the Word from the upcoming... It actually came out today, right? The soundtrack for I Was a Teenage Mommy.
I believe it
came back from the pressing plant today. And the A-Bones will be at Brownies tonight, 169 Avenue A, two sets, no waiting.
With the MC5 and the Standells.
Yeah. Baby Ray and the Ferns, how is your bird? We know.
Molting, actually.
Yeah. Frank Zappa on guitar on that one, and we know his bird is rotting away.
It's true.
And the Trashman opened it up. The cover story in the latest issue of Kix magazine, Whoa, Dad. And what a story it is.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, what are we doing? Still coming up, we have our all-black hillbilly hangover. We have our tribute to Little Walter, whose birthday it would have been had he lived yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been his birthday. He would have been younger than Lux Interior. He would have been 55.
Really?
Yeah.
How old's Lux?
Like 70.
Huh.
I don't know. I mean, he would have been younger than most rock stars today.
Mm-hmm.
Axl Rose is probably 55, IQ-wise.
No, come on. Axl Rose is about 40.
Yeah.
Be fair.
He looks like a guy with cosmetically rebuilt... everything sort of. He's got that scarred up sort of thing around the edges, you know, see him up close.
Yeah, like there's one little thing that you can undo and the whole thing will just roll up like a window shade.
Yeah. Yeah. We got some more news here, I think. But you know what?
Is it vibe time?
No, it's not.
It never will be, will it?
It's laugh track time.
Oh, Lord.
We definitely need the laugh track. You want me to do it? You want to do them?
What?
Do some. Well, this marriage can kill you story. I kind of like that one from down in Tampa, Florida. Bridegroom. Hold it. Hey, listen to the drums for a second while I cue up a laugh track. Does Bill Cosby have to cue up his own laugh track? What the hell is this all about?
But Lucille Ball did, and she's the queen of comedy.
Bridegroom was arrested after allegedly shooting his new wife in the stomach soon after their front porch wedding, authorities said. Lorette Kennedy, age 38, and Raymond Brunson, age 50, apparently got into a fight as the reception wound down Saturday. She pitched a plate of macaroni salad at him, and then got shot with a .22 caliber handgun.
You can usually laugh that off.
Miss Kennedy was reported in stable condition yesterday at St. Joseph's Hospital. Brunson was held without bond at Hillsborough County Jail following his arrest early that morning.
It's a drag having to have all those little pieces of carrot pulled out of you with tweezers.
He was charged with attempted murder in violation of probation for aggravated battery.
And making a mess.
About 30 friends and relatives, including the bride's three children, attended the wedding. It looked like everything was going real good, said Vicky Holmes, who lives across the street. Or was it a street or a trailer park? Their wedding cake was gorgeous. I watched them carried into the house. Holmes said she and most other guests had left when the shot was heard. By the time police were off Saturday, Brunson was gone. I've never seen him violent, and I've never heard him yelling. And this was her quote. It blows me away.
Wedding nights are tough.
Yeah.
On everyone.
Anyway. Alright, what we got is our tribute to Little Walter, and he's absolutely the man without a box set. God bless him, he would have been 55 yesterday had
he
lived.
Not achieved the same things that Barbra Streisand and Jimi Hendrix have.
No.
Thank you. blowing to who? I'm not gonna feel it. And I'm blowing to myself. Them motherfuckers can't hear me over there.
You laughing. I want you to treat that time. You.
No, I want them motherfuckers to know which way I'm going. They don't know which way I'm going. I'm going by my goddamn self. I make a turn, and they just keep, dude. God, that motherfucker up. Do something else with it. I'm getting tired of going to
the same
place. Goddamn. Going the same way. Twist the motherfucker. Put something else in. Put some sugar in.
Try one more like that.
Goddamn. Down. I seen my baby and the evening sun has gone down. I've got the blues and my baby don't be found. Wrong with Joe?
Maybe when you sing it. All right, everybody play it cool. I'll get it much better in here.
Listen, hold it. Don't break that goddamn dryer when you start driving. Stay on that dryer. Don't slow down for shit. Don't got a nap of snow and thumb it down and make me say, yeah.
Hey, Lillum?
Same beat.
Lillum?
Keep that same dryer, Billy.
Don't know where to turn. drinking and gambling, staying out all night. I do much better, baby, if you promise you'll treat me right. Come on back, baby. Come on back home to me. I reached over to kiss you, found empty space and still. Come on back here, baby. Come on back home.
Nauseating fish away from here, Jim.
The fella don't know which way you're going.
We'll make him in here and get one. Look.
Put your feeling into it, will you? Take six.
One, two, one, two, three.
Jim, dear president. Them dead presidents. Well, I ain't broke, but I'm bad dead. Everybody loved them dead presidents. A little bit of Lincoln can't park the car. Washington, he can't go too far. Jefferson is good, played the track. If you think you're gonna bring something big, big back, them dead presidents. Them dead presidents. Well, I ain't broke, but I'm better bent. Everybody loves them dead presidents. Hamilton on 10 can get you straight, but Jackson on 20 is a little great. And if you're talking about a poor man's friend, that will get you out of whatever you in. Them dead presidents. Them dead presidents. Well, I ain't broke, but I'm better than bent. Everybody loves them dead presidents. Franklin is really sweet. 500 McKinney is the one for me. If I get a Cleveland, I'm really set. $1,000 Cleveland is hard to get. Them dead presidents. Them dead presidents. Well, I ain't broke, but I'm better than dead. Everybody loved them dead
presidents. Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yeah, little M.F. Walter. What a guy.
Boy.
Dead presidents.
Language was his plaything.
That's a big request item here, dead presidents. And we were counting backwards. We were to Who, mm-hmm. I Got to Go, Flying Saucer, and Hate to See You Go. And he only would have been 55. He died. He was like only like 32 when he died.
What did he die of?
Booze, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I'd like to thank Brian Redguy, who lovingly beeped that for us.
Mm-hmm. It was kind of a beep-stravaganza, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And I don't know what else was going on here. What you laughing at there, old brooch?
Oh, this picture of Linda Ronstadt in her yearbook photo. Right. You know, it's just this sort of like plump chick with like really unfashionably short blonde hair. 1963 high school snap of Linda Ronstadt before she fronted the gun club.
That's about right. Really? That's from the new Kicks, I imagine.
Yeah, that's from the new Kicks magazine. Only $5 from See Here and directly from Norton and stuff like that.
Mm.
And whatnot. Soon to be on microfilm, I'm sure.
Just going through the news file here. Let's see. Mm-hmm.
They should do like those audio tape things, you know? The books for the blind. They have Billy and Miriam read this cover
that's
to cover.
That's kind of a book for the deaf.
Yeah, true.
You have dramatic readings from it. Actually, I have them read by the artist. Andy Starr reads Andy Starr.
Mm-hmm.
Some famous last quotes. This is from guys on Death Row. Death Row, that's what we are. Gary Gilmore, of course, was Let's Do It, my favorite. Here's one from John William Rook, age 20, who was put to death in September of 1985. Mm-hmm. Freedom. Freedom at last, man. It's been a real good one. Ted Bundy said, give my love to my family and friends. And Robert Alton Harris, who was executed 2 weeks ago, said, you can be a king or a street sweeper, but everybody dances with the Grim Reaper.
What about that guy that said, see you in Disneyland?
He didn't die yet, Richard Ramirez. He said that when he was sentenced to death. Richard Ramirez, our 1991 media star, 1990 media star of the year.
Well, there's something to be vigilant about. Try and catch his last words.
Yeah.
Richard, who's the one that got the gas the other week?
The one in California?
Yeah.
I don't know his name.
Did he have any final words?
They had a bunch of
award-winning Cub Scouts won a contest and got to shoot him with BB guns for the 45 minutes it took him to die.
Yeah. James Brown is suing Molson Breweries, an advertising company, for more than $10 million, accusing them of using his voice and signature song, I Got You, I Feel Good, without permission. The Godfather of Soul filed a lawsuit this week. Who cares?
I Got You, Babe?
No, I... Wilson Pickett. We went into this last week, but I'll give you the details of it today. Rhythm and blues singer Wilson Pickett's back in the news where he belongs. He,
for more of the same stuff,
struck an elderly man with his car and was ticketed for driving with open bottles of alcohol. Pepe Ruiz, age 86, suffered a head injury in the accident Friday and was in guarded condition at the hospital. Pickett, age 51, got a traffic summons after police found 6 empty miniature vodka bottles and 6 empty beer cans in his car. He appeared to be under the influence of something, said County Prosecutor John Fahey. Police expect to have results of blood and urine tests next week.
Mm-hmm.
The accident happened a week after a judge ordered Pickett to move out of his home after his living girlfriend charged him with threatening to have her killed and hurling a vodka bottle at her.
Well, didn't he do like a 6-month stretch a couple of years ago for having a loaded shotgun in his backseat?
No, it was a, he didn't go to jail for that. He just ended up doing some
concert for the deaf.
Yeah.
He had to lend his name to that awful commitment.
The singer was already awaiting trial for drunk driving and for making terrorist threats against Mayor Donald Aronson, his neighbor. That's the guy whose lawn he did donuts on also.
Uh-huh.
Actor Bob Denver is in the news. He's trying to make some money for the... He's got a non-profit foundation called the Make-A-Wish Foundation.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
So much for the celebrity desk.
Yeah, so much for the celebrity desk. Let's play some of these stupid 45s, and then we'll come back and we'll do our all-black hillbilly hangover.
Something to look
forward
to.
Yeah, what have we got here up?
Oh, what a great band name. I mean, Little Boo and the Blue Angels.
My girl is there.
Stop that jug-headed piano player. Hey, Ingers, come here. Where'd you get this piano player? In a turnip patch?
I'll have you know, sir, we're lucky to find him.
Find him? I don't think you found him. I think you went out and dug him up. Now drag him out of here and cover him back up.
I told my baby I'm lost and stop. I need her loving to keep me warm. Then she cried out to me.
Mama, 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 mama.
Mama, 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 mama,
What is this? What is this? I never heard any music like this in my life before, and if I ever have, I don't know where I heard it. Boy, oh boy, this beats all. You better send to Kansas and get some musicians down
here. Born to be with I was born.
I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. It goes like this here.
Take one. Okay. Take one. When do I come in here? Any particular time? Don't you think it's about time for me, boys? I'm all set now. Any I can come in just about any place. You name it. I sing, you know, and I came all the way down. I'm Eddie. There is. You did leave a part in here for me. No, you didn't. Well, this is a weird session, man. Like the song anyway.
And
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, it's the Hound. How was Steve Stevens' weird session by request? With Sonny, give him a number, boy, Williamson, bye, 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 bye. The Cordettes, Born to Be With You. I love that song. Moon Glows, Chicky Umba. And we have a little boo in the Blue Angels. Yeah, yeah, Miss Ann. Bill Brooch.
Yo.
How you doing over there?
Hey, I'm having fun, man.
You are cackling.
Beach Boys Party. A disc I still look at is Mike Love's Pet Sounds. That strikes me as funny.
Yeah, that is very funny.
Yuck, 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 yuck.
Oh, well, I got no more news, really. Or I don't know if they're doing it. I don't know. We're going to Google their announcements one more time, and then we'll do our all-black hillbilly hangover. How is that?
Okay.
We've got,
Renounce, damn it, renounce.
Mojo, Nixon, and the Toe Lickers, Tuesday, CBGB, 9:30 early, and then the Vacant Lot and then Iron Prostrate.
Prostate.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Over at the Continental Divide tonight is the Senders, and, let me just go down.
I'm going to see if there's anything else.
Okay. Some movie playing.
I rarely check this other thing because it's just written with the club first, and who cares about the club first?
Yeah, really.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't see a whole lot else going on. Okay, the A-Bones, of course, is tonight at Brownies. Two sets, no waiting. And Johnny Legend, is he on both sets or his own?
I don't know. I think it was kind of a grave mistake putting him on the flyer because I certainly hope he'll be participating to the full and tremendous extent of his talents. But we haven't rehearsed any of his stuff.
Well,
because it didn't make much of a difference last time.
Yeah.
Why am I saying this on the radio? Yeah, he'll be there. It'll be great.
And then there's Eddie Floyd and
you're not at home talking to him. You're on the radio.
Eddie Floyd and William Bell are at Tramps Wednesday and Thursday. Here's something at Wetlands. Sassy Magazine presents the Sunday Party with
awesome.
Bratmobile and Bikini Hill and the Sassy Spring Fashion Show. This is tomorrow night. Starts at 5 p.m. at Wetlands. Something to get Bruce into Wetlands?
I heart Sassy. No, I already went there once for the Flat Duo Jets. I'll never make that mistake again.
Yeah. I'm going for this whole list.
Hey, you're doing a great job there, Han. Everybody's like pressing their faces against the windows here in the studio watching you do it, too.
Wait. Yeah. Rodeo Bar, what day is this?
Rodeo
Bar. Doesn't
say
what day it is.
It's ladies' night.
Our friends the Twanglers are playing sometime at the Rodeo Bar. It doesn't say what day.
Your friends the Twanglers.
Oh, they're, you know.
Have I met them?
Yeah, you
know. Oh, they're friends of Jerry's. That's right.
Oh,
yeah, our
friends. You know them. Chandler Higgins, who used to be in the last roundup. And
is that the Twanglers?
Joe Liberty, who used to be in.
I didn't realize that was them.
I think that's them.
I hope it's
sure
them, now
them.
That we've gone and said it on the radio.
Well, maybe it's not them. Forget it. This is it. This is our all black hillbilly hangover. We can kick it off.
Yeah, folks. Clean off those tapes.
Everybody's favorite gunslinger, Bo Diddley.
Chicken fried chicken.
Can a back that strong, you load 16 tons. What are you getting? Another day older and deeper in debt. Can't be long to call me, cause I ain't going. Oh, my soul to the company store. Bless his soul, he loaded 16 tons, and what did he get? Another day older and deeper in debt. Sang feel on to call me, cause I can't go. Oh, my soul to the company store. Then the left one will you load 16 tons, and what do you get? Another day older and the company store.
An all-American boy sings his way into your hearts.
The barren ways without a taste of water, cool water. Oh, Dan, can't you see that figuring tree where the water running free is sweet enough for you and me? You and me. I'll keep on moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man. He pays the burning sand with water. Water. Oh, Dan, can't you see that fingering tree? Well, the water running free. It's sweet enough for you and me. You and me. Only I face barren ways without the taste of water, cool water. Then way up there I'll hear a prayer and carry on for water, water, cool, clear water. Water. Keep a moving, Dan. Don't you listen to him, Dan. He's a devil, not a man. He pays the burning sand with water. Water. Oh, Dan and I, we carried on for a far down northwest for water. Water.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy when the skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away. My sunshine, baby, my only. You make me happy when the skies are gray. You'll never know, dear, how much you want to love me, baby. Don't take it, don't take it away.
You are my sunshine, my only.
Baby, you know I love you.
You make me happy when the skies are gray.
Tell me more.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
There you go. That's our all-black hillbilly hangover.
Mm, both kinds of music, country and western.
Ray Charles moving on.
It sounded like the record was skipping there.
His very last Atlantic 45. Stick Evans and the House Rockers, You Are My Sunshine, the old Jimmy Davis tune. Arthur Alexander doing Bobby Edwards, You're the Reason. Wilbert Harrison doing perhaps the most bizarre rendition of Cool Water ever waxed.
Yes, Hound, as bizarre renditions of Cool Water go, that was amongst the bizarrest.
Leave it to Wilbert for genuine perversity. And Bo Diddley opened up with 16 tons. You know, Bruce, I can't stand it another second. I've been staring at this all day. See that? It's a sign on the console, folks, and it says, you know, it says, don't say, I had to say, I see a sign that says, The only time I really feel like, you know, I quit smoking, it's almost a month now. The only time I really want a cigarette is when I see a sign that says no smoking.
Yeah.
Not even I want one. I just want to do it because the sign says no.
That's your complex personality, huh?
So this little note that's been sitting on the console for God knows how long, don't say, So if they throw me off the station next week, it's because I said,
You ever listen to the station?
No.
Do you know the abusing thing?
I've never noticed it.
Negative land.
I don't mind that. I like that better than when you just don't hear anything in between the words for like 10 seconds at a time. We heard from a new compact disc release. Yeah, that's what drives me nuts.
Well, no problem here.
Anyway.
So what's up?
So, we're going to...
More records. For your ears.
I think I read almost everything in this issue of Kicks Through once. Mm-hmm. Just quite a job over 100 pages there, so that's why I've been
a lot of brand.
Reading that. But, my favorite story so far is the Ron Haddock story.
That one looks very special. I got to hear about that in the making.
Oh boy, it's a great story. So
trips to Bethlehem.
I figure I had to play some Ron Haddock and the Boppers.
Play
one by them. We're just gonna rock right through to the end of the last 19 minutes. But this is, folks, you got your rock and roll greats, and in the top two, you got Elvis, you got Ron Haddock, you got Little Richard.
True.
There you go. That's your top. Got ya.
Come over here, baby, wanna talk to you. I'm hip to your game, I'm nobody's fool. You're running wild,
running wild.
You're running wild,
running wild.
It's not easy to see you've been cheating on me. You're running wild,
running wild.
You told me that you loved me when I gave you my ring, but I can see that the truth is it didn't mean a thing. You're running wild,
running wild.
You're running wild,
running wild.
It's obvious to see you've been cheating on me. You're running wild. Neck and in this new stingray, you're running wild.
Running wild.
You're running wild.
Running wild.
It's obvious to see you've been cheating on me. You're running wild. About you, if you don't stop your cheating, then the two of us are through. You're running wild,
running wild.
You're running wild,
running wild.
It's obvious to see you've been cheating on me. You're running wild,
running wild.
It's obvious to see you've been cheating on me. Better stop, stop, stop. You're running wild.
Boy-girl companionship denied because their demands are too forceful, too full of danger. Their violence, their hunger is too apparent, too basic.
Yes, I know my way around. Yes, I'm a little good hound. Yes, I know my way around. Well, I'm a little good hound. I'm the best.
there's a starving town. When you see me snooping round with my nose out on the ground, I'm trying to find a new trail, and you can bet I never fail. Well, I'm a little bloodhound, I'm the baddest dog in town. I want to warn you, pretty cat, stay out of my way, 'cause I'm a bad dog, kitty, and for the world I don't play. Well, I'm a little bloodhound, did you hear me what I say? Did it, did it, did it, did it. Look at here, you smart fox, don't you try to get away. I got a stiff behind the gate, and I'll run you all day. And if you cross the state line, I'll be crossing right behind. I'm a bad dog, baby. 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 Oh, 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 oh. Oh, 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 oh.
Destined to be one of the hit songs of the day.
Do, 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 do. When I take my girl down for a show,
never have another girl before I see. No other girl ever looks great. I'd never find a girl that I would love so well. Every time she kisses me, I hear one
backroom binges to back alley rumbles. Anything goes, as long as it's violent.
What did we come here for?
to rock and roll.
What did we come here for?
To rock and roll.
What did we come here for?
To rock and roll.
What did we come here for?
To rock and roll.
Oh, we baby, let's rock and roll. If you wanna be my baby,
let's rock and roll.
If you wanna be my baby,
let's rock and roll.
If you wanna be my baby,
let's rock and roll.
If you wanna be my baby,
let's rock and roll.
Oh, we baby, let's rock and roll. Take my hand, I'm ready to rock. I feel like a rockin' all around the clock. You can't help moving, it's a crazy beat. It's all in my body and it's heading for my feet. Oh, wee baby, let's rock and roll. Well, it ain't no harm
to rock and roll.
Oh, it ain't no harm
to rock and roll.
No,
to rock and roll.
Well, it ain't no harm
to rock and roll.
Oh, we baby, let's rock and roll. Be my baby,
let's rock and roll.
If you wanna be my baby,
let's rock and roll.
If you wanna be my baby,
let's rock and roll.
If you wanna be my baby,
let's rock and roll.
Oh, we baby, let's rock and roll.
A frenzy of music and action.
And you feel just fine, just squeeze me, baby, till I lose my mind at the ball. Hole in the wall tonight. Woo! Rock my baby at the hole in the wall tonight.
next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Well, I got my top down. I have girls all around. I have a special little one. They're gonna shake up the town. Well, I know my girl won't let me down, and I know that she will always be around. Know she'll be gone when she walks, and she calls, baby, call. And with the moon up in the sky, I see the twinkles in her eye. Well, I know I'll always love her so, and I know that I will never let her go.
Meanwhile, back.
Hey, that just about craps it up.
How about it?
J.L. Smith, I got my top down. We'll put it down on the way back, Yo Bridge.
Thank you.
Popeye Broussard, Hole in the Wall. Little Shy Guy in the Hot Rods, Let's Rock and Roll. The Beltones, Swingin' Little Chicky. Mojo Watson, Love Bloodhound. Ripping with Ron Haydock and the Boppers, You're Running Wild. Well, folks, don't forget the A-Bones at Brownies tonight and pick up the new issue of Kix Magazine wherever fine Kix magazines are sold.
How about?
Thanks a lot, and have a great time on your world tour.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
Hangover Hop number 6 on June 6th.
When we will once again invoke Jim Marshall Law.
You bet. Wild Girls up next. The Lord, the Crick. You know, let's say one final goodbye to Marcus Van Story, the great, the
What's
late.
Up, bud? Nice hair.
Everybody together.
You would help, wouldn't it? Try it one time. Try it. I may put something else in this thing too. It ain't no really making a difference, you know. Right. What the hell? Let's go.
Okay.
This morning, looked out my door. The bill is my milk. I could tell the way she loaded me into me, my dear cow. Woo! He died right on home. So they had me milk and butter since my baby's been gone. Well, I tried everything, baby, getting home with you. But now I see you're leaving. Well, I know what you do. I'm going to stop you. You're alone. You don't want to leave from me. You can't leave. I'm gone. Where you gonna leave me? Back to the depths of me. Left you, your baby left you, your baby's evil left you, and say a word. Oh, baby. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Kiss me, baby.
All right.
What do the simple folk do to help them escape when they're blue? The shepherd who is ailing, the milkmaid who is glum.
Hello, this is Julie Andrews. Whenever I'm in New Jersey, I listen to non-commercial WFMU in East Orange on the Uppsala College campus. Simple radio for simple minds.
Shed their weary lot. Oh,